Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I'm joined with my colleague, Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, my co-host, because we're very pleased to welcome Joe Truesman of FTD, following the Houthi attack in Tel Aviv and the attendant responses. Joe, a very good day to you. The attack, I read from your copy at FTD, a drone launched by the Houthis in Yemen struck a building in central Tel Aviv, killing a civilian and wounding at least 10 others. The Houthis later published a statement acknowledging responsibility for launching a military operation against Tel Aviv using a previously unknown drone called Yaffa. First, Joe, who were the Houthis to attack Israel? Did they announce it beforehand? Are they working for Tehran? What do we know, Joe? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Bill. So the Houthis, it's important that as you were saying, you mentioned Iran. The Houthis are backed by Iran. Essentially, what Iran does is smuggle weapons to the Houthis to attack Israel, and that's what the Houthis have been doing over the last almost, I'd say, 9 months now. All right, most of the attacks by the Houthis on Israel or against Israeli territory have been focused on southern Israel, on the city of Eilat, and it's right on the Red Sea. And what we've seen here over these last months is that at first the Houthis, I think it was a couple of weeks after October 7th, 2023, the Houthis started to fire ballistic missiles and drones at this southern city of Eilat. But they had troubles. They couldn't get through, all right? They failed. Either it was because of Israeli defense or missile defense, or there were other issues. But now we're starting to see, as we saw in Tel Aviv, this attack, right, that got through. And much, much farther than Eilat, right? This is central Israel, what we're talking about. And they used this long-range drone that you mentioned, the Yaffa, that we didn't know about. And it was able to penetrate Israeli defense, air defense, and hit this building and wound and kill civilians.
And Bill, you have a question for Joe.
Yes, Joe, the Israeli response occurred the next day. Tell us about what the target was, and what is the Houthi reaction to it? And also, can the Israelis sustain operations against the Houthis, or is this just a sort of a tit for tat strike and counterstrike?
Yeah, it's exactly. This is, we have to remember, this was the strike is approximately, of course, it's about 1,700 miles, right, from Israeli territory. I mean, you could say this is actually farther than some targets in Iran, right?
Absolutely.
So this is pretty major. So and successful for the Israelis, of course. But what the Israelis, they were trying to send a few messages here, okay? Of course, obviously to the Houthis, because they had to respond to them, but also a message to Iran. Now, one of the targets that the Israelis hit was dual use, this infrastructure, dual use infrastructure. So meaning that it can be used for civilians can use this as, transfer, grain or whatever, civilian uses that they need for it, or military uses, right? And this is the point, very important part of it, that the Iran was using, let's say, one of these ports, the Hodeidah port, for smuggling weapons to the Houthis that were being used to attack Israel. All right. So what Israel did here is not only did they disable this port, but they were sending a message to Iran saying, hey, We know what you're doing here. We know that you're transferring weapons, and we're going to at least slow this down, right? They've been doing something similar in Syria, where the Iranians have been trying to smuggle weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. But so this was a message, I think, to both these actors, and that the Israelis proved here that they can travel, right, over 1,700 miles to attack Yemen, specifically the Houthis.
And Joe, I want to go over how the U.S. and our Royal Navy and other actors have responded to the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea heretofore for many months now. The strikes were always directed at what were called missile platforms somewhere in North Yemen. Yemen is divided into three parts, and the Houthis dominate the northern part, Sana'a, the capital, and the hills around Sana'a. Striking at the missile platforms did not slow the pace of Houthi attacks on Red Sea shipping. In fact, the Houthis then showed capability of sea drones and air drones, seeming to grow in sophistication. To your understanding, the U.S. Navy, does it have a plan to do more than strike missile platforms? Is it in a position, because you don't solve this unless you go in on the ground and deal with the people who are firing the missiles. Is there any plan to invade Yemen or put troops on the ground? Any talk at all like that, Joe?
Very good questions. I don't think so right now. I think the U.S. Navy and its partners have, as you described, attacked military infrastructure, Houthi military infrastructure. But let's be frank here. It hasn't done much. It hasn't deterred the Houthis, obviously. I suspect that there may have been an agreement, okay, between Israel and maybe the United States, that Israel would refrain from attacking Yemen, the Houthis, and in turn, the U.S. military and its partners would respond to the Houthis, because of course, we know the Houthis have been firing on commercial shipping lanes, commercial vessels, and of course, military vessels. And because that's what we haven't seen. We have to remember, as I mentioned earlier, 8 months already of the Houthis firing at Israel, right? The Israelis haven't responded. That was very interesting. I found that very interesting. And but now they did, right? The Israelis responded because Houthis wounded and killed Israelis, right? So I suspect this will continue as far as what the Americans have been doing, the U.S. Navy and its partners regarding the Houthis. I don't expect a huge flare up or something else to happen, but I think a new strategy is needed. The Houthis aren't deterred; they're not going to stop firing at commercial vessels, and they're certainly not going to stop firing at Israel, especially following this strike on Saturday.
Bill, you have a question?
Yes, General Eric Carella, the head of U.S. Central Command, last week apparently leaked in a classified letter that he said U.S. operations in the region are failing to deter the Houthi attacks, and failing was put in quotes in the news story. What are the Israelis tracking this? Are the Israelis understanding that deterring the Houthis requires more than just an occasional strike? Do they believe the strike that they launched on Saturday will be enough to stop Houthi attacks on Israel?
Right. And forgive me, I jumped a little earlier on this, but in my previous question or my previous answer. But yeah, I think, listen, anybody, any analyst that follows what the Houthi activity over the last 8-9 months now, especially following the American strikes with their partners against Houthi targets, you can observe that it hasn't really had a major effect. Yes, the Houthis have lost infrastructure, have lost cruise missiles, or these launch platforms. But I think the troubling part here is that the Houthis haven't skipped a beat as far as what they've, other activities against the commercial vessels and of course Israel. So despite the Israelis, and now the Israelis, the United States, and the United Kingdom having launched operations, military operations against them over these last 9 months. So it's troubling. And I think much more is needed here. A different strategy is needed to stop the Houthis, because we have to remember, the Houthis sort of remind me of Hezbollah, or what they can become, right? In the future, look at what the Houthis have done so far. If they continue at this pace, you're going to find a Hezbollah type of entity or actor in Yemen. And that is very bad news for the United States and its partners.
Joe Truesman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Bill Raggio for the FDD as well. We've given you our analysis up to the attack on Tel Aviv, up to and including the attack. There's more when we come back, because the Russians are in this equation. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.